sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour on this Tuesday, September 2nd, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Senate Majority Leader Democrat Winnie Brinks of Grand Rapids and Democratic Campaign Chair Darren Calamari of Trenton were out with a press release just minutes after Governor Gretchen Whitmer's announcement on Friday, noting that the district, the 35th Senate District, has a long track record of a strong Democratic support. And this year's Democratic overperformance in special elections across the country. We welcome this special election, Calamari said. It's an opportunity to show our Republican colleagues from Donald Trump all the way down to Lansing that their agenda is out of step with Michigan families. Republicans have voted to cut funding to schools and health care, all while continuously siding with special interests over working people. Well, meanwhile, the Republican side was not impressed. Let's be clear. You are no hero, Governor Whitmer, said State Representative Roger Hoke, Republican of Union Township. You didn't save the day. You simply did a job you should have done months ago. And you did so only after your lack of action received national headlines and criticism from within your own party. It also took a lawsuit. Well, it's taken over 7 months for Governor Whitmer to call this special election. In that time, thousands of residents across the Great Lakes Bay region have been left without a voice in the state Senate. There's been no urgency, no explanation, just silence. This is not leadership. This is a political calculation. Well, the Michigan Forward Network called roughly the 500 days that the 35th Senate District is going to be without representation absolutely absurd. During that time, the people of the 35th have had no say on some of the biggest issues in Lansing. For example, multi-billion dollar budget negotiations, decisions on school funding, road infrastructure, and public safety. While every other district has had a seat at the table, Whitmer deliberately chose to silence the 35th. The length of time it took to call the special election also spurred a lawsuit filed by attorney Philip Ellison. He did that just basically 3 weeks ago. talking with Ellison, MERS News Service, he said for months, Lansing ignored this problem. It was only our lawsuit that made it impossible to ignore any longer. Today's election call is proof that the law, when pushed forward with persistence and courage, works. Asked if he would drop the lawsuit, Ellison said, "We will be consulting with the court on how they wish for us to proceed next." Basically, calling for the February primary and the May 5th election, basically just trying to screw over Bill Schuette from his decision whether to run for the Senate or stay in the House. Total political calculation by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. She doesn't care about the people of the 35th. Amazing. Short break. We'll be right back.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Got on board a westbound 747.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Current State Representative Gina Jensen, Republican of Lake Odessa, this past week formed a campaign finance committee to run in the 33rd State Senate District, currently held represented by term-limited State Senator Rick Outman of Six Lakes. The 33rd is a sprawling rural district that stretches from Portland, Michigan, where Johnson now lives, all the way up to Lake County. It's made up of Newaygo, Mount Calm, parts of Lake, Ionia, and Kent counties. Johnson is using a campaign consultant, Bright Spark, and her treasurer for her campaign finance committee is former state representative Paul Opsomer. Paul is also part of representing and advising Maddie Maroon of the Ambassador Bridge. Johnson currently serves as vice chair on the legislature's Joint Committee on Administrative Rules, supervising the administrative rules that are adopted by state agencies. Supervising administrative rules adopted by state agencies? With all due respect, Gina, you guys haven't been doing a very good job. Now, I know you've only been in the majority since January, but you need to up your game. One of the things that Johnson introduced was House Bill 4233, which passed in the House in May, 63-47. All 58 Republicans voted for it, and 5 Democrats as well. What did the bill do? Prohibited foreign principals, quote-unquote, from purchasing agricultural land if they were affiliated or part of Chinese, Russian, Iranian, Cuban, Venezuelan, Syrian, and North Korea governments, Korean governments. Outman's 33rd State Senate District includes all of Mount Calm and Newaygo counties, as well as portions of Ottawa, Kent, Lake, Muskegon, and Ionia counties. The district is very rural and very red. Donald Trump won that district with 101,367 votes against Vice President Kamala Harris, who only got 48,502. It was more than 2-1. More than 67% to 33% by far. Well, there's only one problem. The current senator, his son, is a state representative, Pat Altman. He's considering a run for the seat, his father's seat, and it could be quite competitive because of him sharing the same last name if he wants to run. But because of term limits, the younger Altman could only serve one term in the Senate, making the chances of him entering the race probably unlikely. Meanwhile, Johnson could serve in the Senate for 2 terms if successful. A timeline much better for potentially building up influence and seniority in the Senate chamber. 2 other Republicans have filed to be able to raise money for the seat. State Representative Joseph Fox from Fremont, who's currently the majority vice chair of the House Election Integrity Committee, and Tom Norton, the past head of the Michigan Conservative Union, a grassroots organization promoting conservative campaigns. Norton had attempted to run for the U.S. House seat in the past. For example, the summer of 2022, incumbent Congressman John Molinar defeated a challenge from Norton, 65-34% in the 2nd Congressional District. Norton appeared to have an early financial edge in the arena with $20,042 sitting in his Senate candidate account as cash on hand as of July 25th. Meanwhile, from the November 26th through last year, July 20th, Johnson's House account raised $14,680, spent $8,631, and only has $6,561 remaining on her balance sheet. So basically, Norton has about three times the amount of money. During the springtime this year, Johnson received $200 from the Associated Builders and Contractors Political Action Committee, $500 from Blue Cross Blue Shield Michigan PAC, and $200 from the County Roads Association's PAC's effort. Meanwhile, Joseph Fox has $2,445 in his house account and has no money sitting in his Senate account. Honestly, I think Tom Norton should be the next state senator. I think he has a more conservative track record than Johnson, and personally, I like him better. I'm friends with both of them, but I definitely feel that Tom Norton would be a better state senator and would be able to serve for 12 years. He could serve 3 4-year terms. Why go with somebody who can only run and serve for 2 terms when you can get a new, fresh face in Lansing? Somebody I think would stand up and be much more conservative voice than Johnson would be. If you look at her voting record, her track record, not so conservative. And I don't really like some of the people that have donated to her campaign. So we'll see where this goes. We'll continue to follow that. One thing that is coming out of the newly passed House fiscal year budget for 2026 is they're proposing to move $40 million in local police funding out of the statutory revenue sharing and put it directly into the Public Safety and Violence Prevention Fund. This is a mechanism that would be used to make sure money is being spent on lowering crime, said State Representative Mike Harris, Republican of Clarkston. Harris said the point of the shift is to make sure that the local money is going directly to law enforcement, as opposed to beautifying downtown areas. Under House Bill 4706, the extra $40 million would be added to the $75 million that is currently sitting in the fund unspent, because the legislation creating the spending parameters of the fund were never passed. This is something that was done under previous Speaker of the House, Joe Tate, Democrat of Detroit, who, by the way, he dropped out of running for the U.S. Senate on the Democrat side. Harris went on to say, it's one thing to have great beautification in your town, and I'm very proud of my town, but no one wants to go there because the crime is so high. That's a problem. Previously, funds allocated under the Public Safety Fund could only be used for recruiting, retention, technology, and other things related to combat violent crimes. Additionally, Harris said an accountability measure would allow the legislature to know how the money is being spent, and if, in fact, the spending of this money actually reduces crime. Harris said that every year this fund would be reformulated based on new Michigan incident crime reporting. Data that would show the department's success for reducing crime rates. If a municipality isn't successful in reducing crime, they would lose their funding. The money would be redistributed to other communities who have reduced the crime. Communities that are maintaining crime reduction would end up getting more money because there's more available if other communities are not living up to these standards. When asked why funds would be prioritized for areas that are in fact lowering crime rather than where the crime is the highest in an effort to invest bringing down crime rates, Harris said there needs to be an incentive to push these police departments to focus the money on where it needs to go rather than on the things that are doing nothing to reduce violent crime. I'm kind of a proof is in the pudding kind of guy. If they're investing this money in things that are not having an impact on violent crime, there's got to be some incentive there to push them to do the right thing. Every community is going to know where their shortfalls are based on these reports. So let's get a point of clarification on this. If you get the money, you spend the money, and crime doesn't go down, then you didn't spend it wisely. Therefore, you lose the funding. This is forcing people to do the right thing and to focus on doing things that will actually reduce violent crimes. Harris said, Michigan is one of the most violent states in the country, and we cannot be okay with that. John LaMascia of Michigan Municipal League says there has been concentrated efforts to talk about safety and to secure the environment, but basically it hasn't happened. It hasn't happened because of lack of funding. You have two different routes to do it with. You can do it through public safety funds, as well as statutory revenue sharing, which creates a system that deals with the most pressing needs. If you put these side by side, investments in public safety and investments in statutory revenue sharing do that. And that's what we will be advocating for. In addition to ensuring that we also make investments in the roads. Okay. Oh, my God. I get a headache every time I read a story that has anything from the Michigan Municipal League. John, roads have nothing to do with public safety. From violent crime being reduced, why are you even talking about roads? Revenue sharing obviously has not worked. You guys have had over a decade of statutory revenue sharing going all the way back to 2011. We talked about it when I ran for state senate against Howard Walker in 2010. Well, guess what, dude? It's been 14 years under Rick Snyder and Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Enough's enough. You need to do this a new way. So guess what? The bottom line, we got to change it. Hopefully, the senators will adopt it and the governor will sign it. We'll see. We'll see where this goes. Absolutely not working the way it's been done. You got to figure something else out. The $40 million would go directly to the sheriff's departments in the counties and get them to absolutely produce results or lose the funding, Harris said. You know what, guys? I think I agree with them. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan.